This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a podcast of Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTI program focused on the horror and sci-fi community.
The international community has accused us of violating human rights. But these creatures are not human.
We do not share the same DNA. We don't know exactly what they are. This only reaffirms this government's commitment to keep these subhumans within the zone.
Can we just accept that they are not subbed anything, but people? What you're really talking about is the forcible removal of innocent people from their homes.
People have 50,000 years of research locked up. I need your help to unlock that knowledge.
You can heal. You can see things.
You know you don't choose to be the clever man.
I know. You get chosen.
Your brother is going to be mighty pissed off. He's been waiting for this day all his life.
We have given the subhumans every chance to become one of us, and we've been repaid with blood and terror.
I want the zone cleared.
We're being hunted like dogs.
Get them out!
More people are gonna die unless you act.
Why should I care what happens to some zombies?
That's your job, clever man.
Time for you to step up.
What is really great and what shines through is that the international market want this content. And they're wanting to know new and unique stories. If a show like this can break through, we've got the opportunity to do a lot more like this. The good thing about the superhero world or anything like that is it lends itself to diversity. You know, you have a look at shows like or comics like X-Men. They've got superheroes from all around the globe. It knocks down those barriers straight off the bat. So I think, you know, you're entering a world that you're more open to learn about things that you know not privy to know previously. And I think that's what's quite exciting. You know, like, yes, this is stories that are 60,000 years old, but they're still very new to not only the Australian audience, but for the rest of the world.
Great. Hey, thank you very much for doing this. I believe you're in the TARDIS or something.
So, yeah, sort of. It's back and forth all day today.
Oh, I bet.
Busy day.
Yeah, well, it's the big day. Yeah,
it's the big nerve-wracking day.
I know. I'm very excited in any case. This is Sonia here for Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9 and speaking to the awesome Ryan Griffin here on the phone line. They're in the TARDIS right now at the ABC.
The awesome Ryan Griffin. I like that introduction.
Do you like that? Well, it's going to get awesomer as we go. I don't think awesome is a word, but anyway, it is now. and we're talking to Ryan about something that he's created or part of, and certainly original concept at Clever Man, and it's on the ABC. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
So what is Clever Man, and tell us about, you know, where you came up with this idea.
It all started about almost 7 years ago now. It was spent an afternoon sort of playing Ninja Turtles with my son. He was three at the time, and he was just dressed up as one of the Ninja Turtles, and at the end of that, for me, it was I really felt that I wanted to create an Aboriginal superhero for him, you know, that he can connect to, not only because, you know, the love of superheroes, but also he can connect to on a cultural level. So that's sort of where it all originated. The basis of the show is a story of two brothers who are in line to receive this special power or gift that's known as the Clever Man, and that gift gives you the ability to be the conduit between the dreaming and the reality. And for me, it was just attaching those sort of cultural elements in a modern world. In our modern world, in the show, we have creatures from the dreaming that are known as hairy men or hairy people who make themselves known to the rest of the population, and they've been living here for over 60,000 years, and we get to see how the world reacts to their arrival.
It's just brought to mind the image of a news article I saw recently about some here of some first Australian Indigenous here. I don't know if you heard of that article. Dated it to be 80,000 years, they think.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, this is quite the exciting thing about it. Our culture is so old, but it's so unique at the same time. We're constantly learning more and more. You know, like it's just amazing to see more of our culture being recognised on a greater scale.
Yeah, it is incredible. And for our listeners, can you describe or explain your tribe and culture?
I'm from the Gamilaroi people, which is sort of northwest New South Wales, and I grew up outside of my country. I grew up in the Blue Mountains, about an hour out of Sydney or 2 hours out of Sydney. And for me, sort of growing up, I was, you know, I knew my dad always told me about my Aboriginality, and you know, had to defend my Aboriginality quite a lot. So it's good to sort of be going back to country to get the permissions to do a show like this. It's been a great journey for me, just on a cultural and spiritual level, but also giving something back to my son at the same time, and hopefully giving something to a whole lot more people out there.
Yeah, I think definitely the program will be doing that. It's certainly breaking down, I think, a lot of barriers, and including so many different diverse ideas that are very contemporary as well. It's a phenomenon, I think, that you should be incredibly proud of. And I've noticed just now the news has hit with some of the overseas news, the New Daily and .co.uk,
yep.
I think it is, just saying, Clever Man, the show that'll revolutionise Aussie TV. How does that feel when you hear those sort of headlines?
It's pretty damn scary, to be honest.
I bet.
For me, you know, I have a massive love for film and TV. Genre, action, you know, those sort of hard-hitting dramas are something that I love to watch. You know, whenever I get a moment, a free moment, I'm watching something. And the reason why I got into the industry was because of genre, you know, like early comic books or superheroes or anything like that. But, you know, you get to a point where there's only so far that you can go in this country before you get to sort of dive into that world, and many people leave the country to explore that. And, you know, I've got a young boy here, so, you know, I don't want to be leaving anytime soon. So to have the ability to tell genre like this in this country is a huge thing for me, and I hope that, you know, the fact that we're getting this international audience hopefully opens a few doors to start telling this sort of content a lot more.
Yeah, I think you'll find that, well, it will do that, certainly instigate a lot of inspiration, because it is a very inspiring story as well. And these are things that feel kind of hidden and almost secret, but and for good reason, but this gives an insight to another world, which plays perfectly if you're looking at dramatic and genre. It fits perfectly into that fictional world as well.
I think the good thing about the superhero world or anything like that is it lends itself to diversity. You know, you have a look at shows like or comics like X-Men. They've got superheroes from all around the globe, so it knocks down those barriers straight off the bat. So I think, you know, you're entering a world that you are more open to learn about things that you know, I'm not privy to know previously, and I think that's what's quite exciting. You know, like, yes, this is stories that are 60,000 years old, but they're still very new to not only the Australian audience, but for the rest of the world.
Exactly. Now, for the cast, did you have much involvement for who came on board?
Yeah, we you know, we both, Rosemary Blight and myself, the other producer, we were working alongside Wayne Blair, our setup director, and we really wanted, you know, we wanted to sit down, and we talked about trying to find new faces, you know, trying to find, you know, we've always wanted to make something new and different. That was from the outset, and so putting familiar faces on the screen, you know, that's where you hit a wall as well, you know. So we wanted to find some new people that could work for us, and I think the two boys, Rob Collins and Hunter Page Lashard, both of those boys, you know, they're very experienced what they do, but they've never really been given the front of stage on screen before, especially for television, and those two boys really shine throughout this project. But, you know, getting them to be up against, you know, experienced talent like Frances O'Connor or Ian Glenn, it's and Deb Mailman, you know, like,
oh,
we've really got a cast that helps everyone out. And the energy on set, you know, to be able to tell, you know, I think everyone understood that we had something special here.
Mm.
And everyone was sort of helping each other out to really push everyone's skill set.
Yes, it is another world, but and dystopical in science fiction, but it could be straight out of the pages on the front page of the Herald Sun or The Age or any The Guardian or any of those when you're looking at, obviously, you've got the points of immigration, asylum seekers, it's got detainees and, of course, First Nations issues and Aboriginality. You know,
absolutely. I think these are the things that lend themselves to this world. I think we have so much story to tell. We've got so much to glean from. Unfortunately, you know, like when we're in the writer's room where I'm talking, you know, using early colonization as an example, but from, you know, things that's happening, you know, still today, we tend to repeat history quite a lot. You know, shows like this are a way to sort of hold the mirror up to the world that we live in, but place it into a setting that is accessible to people. And if, you know, we could have gone, you know, very futuristic, but then, you know, you push it away from us and it allows our audience to connect when it feels quite different, but there's something so relatable at the same time.
Episode one, I've seen that. You get little bits of tags to show you that it is quite futuristic with the book that the woman is reading on the bus, the first scene.
Yep.
You know, that's a pretty fancy book, you know, the latest or the futuristic. But then you're still dealing with the same things of sexual harassment, of violence, of racism, and the culture of difference. So those things don't change. And it's kind of a bleak future, but at the same time, it does give us an idea that there's something to work towards. Do you think that's the message too for Australians, or in particular for Black First Australians?
I guess for me, the we have a look at where these stories sort of originated for us, and they're you know, coming from the dreaming world, which have moral lessons to be taught.
Yeah.
In a way that we're bleeding a little bit of that into this show. But essentially, you know, the deep down, we're wanting to tell a way of how we treat the other. Now, the other could be anything. It could be a refugee story. It could be a gay straight issue. It could be, you know, it could be a black and white issue. You know, it's essentially how we treat people of difference. And I think that's sort of the story and, the basis of where we build a lot of our world around.
Yeah, it definitely does that. I was quite surprised that this happened, but you must have been very, very happy that this show has come about for yourself
your
people.
It's been a long, long road. You know, like I said, it's almost 7 years. You know, we do have the privilege of having the ABC that has a specific Aboriginal unit, Indigenous unit, so they are looking for Aboriginal content. So it helps us have a platform to take a story like this. If we didn't have that platform, I think it would have been very difficult to get a show like this up. But what is really great and what shines through is that the international market want this content, and they're wanting to know new and unique stories. If a show like this can break through, we've got the opportunity to do a lot more like this.
Now, is there any word about the future as far as more Clever Man?
Not at this stage. Sort of fingers crossed that we're getting there. Look, I think we've worked really hard to create a world.
Yes.
And a universe to tell this story. I think it'd be a shame not to progress. I think it lends itself to not only more seasons, but it lends itself to graphic novels or comic books or anything like that. I think this is a world that I'd definitely like to explore a lot more.
Yes, well, I hope there's nothing stopping you or standing in the way of you and your team and your people to do this, because I can see a graphic novel, I can see an animation, a TV series animation to mirror the live action, you know, lots of things.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great potential there, so excellent. Awesome. Yeah.
Thank you very much for having me on. It's been amazing.
Cool. But before you go, Ryan, I wondered if you could do us a very big favour and do a station ID for our show. Would that be okay? Thank you. Sci-Fi and Scream is the name of the show on Joy. Hey, it was great to see some of that horror there, actually. loved it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think for me, it's about the idea of having stuff that's quite graphic in a way. It makes it more personal than being sort of hyper realism, or you know what I mean. Like it makes it a more of a personal thing when it's more kind of like your pop culture action. I think you lose the heart of the seriousness of violence.
So. Yeah, exactly.
Hi, this is Ryan Griffin from Cleverman. You're listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy FM.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, so it was great to see Uncle Jack there, and you've got such a wonderful cast.
It's been a real pleasure of having some great people really put in the effort into this show. It's been a bit surreal how much people have been excited about it, so it's great.
Yeah, I think it's up there for me, Sense 8. I don't know if you've seen Sense 8.
Yeah.
The first series. The comparisons are starting to come through, I think. Which is good. I think that's good.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's lovely. Well, look, thank you so much once again for telling your story and sharing it with the world now.
Thank you very much.
It's really special, and it's a great honour to speak to you, Ryan Griffin, the man behind Clever Man.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day, and take care, and good luck for tonight.
You too. Thank you very much.
Cheers. Good night. Bye. And that was talking to Ryan Griffin there, the man behind Clever Man, as I said. He's the story, the concept, the person who's come up with this wonderful new series, which started on the ABC Thursday, the 2nd of June, 9:30. It's going to be on every Thursday and for the next 5 weeks. So we're really honoured to have spoken to him. Fabulous. All right. Make sure you do see Clever Man. Keep watching it and support the Indigenous stories on our smaller screens, especially when it comes to sci-fi and genre. This is very special indeed. This is Sonia for Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
The Zone is a safe haven for murderers and violent criminals.
We need to send a clear message that that kind of behaviour won't be tolerated.
We do not share the same DNA. We don't know exactly what they are.
You shouldn't be outside the Zone.
Subhuman sighting?
Subhuman, for sure.
Your people have 50,000 years of research. I need your help to unlock that knowledge.
I want the Zone cleared.
You've been listening to a podcast of Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9. Check out joy.org.au/sci-fi-and-scream for more.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.